It is time to bring in the master of disaster, Mike Kosey. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, that's not me.
Oh, sure it is.
I'm not the master of disaster.
I always loved that when Muhammad Ali came up with that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. HBO is putting together an incredible movie on him. It's going to should be pretty cool to watch. But anyway, get away from that. The Yankees lost a close one out to Arizona last night once again. The Bats only produced two runs. They only gave up three runs, so they finished their West Coast swing 6-3.
Yep. They came up against some decent pitching in Arizona and shut them down. So, you know, that's the way it goes. With the young players, they'll fatten up on the teams that they should, and Arizona was a competitive team that they couldn't beat. So see how they bounce back from that. Boston beat Arizona, Oakland yesterday 7-3, so they won again. And the Mets, same old story. DeGrom pitched a great game, 7 innings, 6 strikeouts, only gave up 3 hits. Mets lose it in the bottom of the 9th, 1-0. They only can get 5 hits against the tremendous Cincinnati Red pitching staff.
And the Metsies, oh boy. All right, so where else?
A long year in flushing the toilet.
What other sports news do we have here?
Islanders are dead.
All right.
They got beat yesterday 5-2.
So they're down 3-0.
Had a good season. They did all right in the regular season. They took out the Penguins, and then the car stopped. They got beat last night 5-2 in Carolina, and I expect this to be done next game. I think the Islanders get swept.
All right.
Dallas won, tied it up against St. Louis 2-2. And all the rest of them get back in business tonight. Bruins face a much must-win situation tonight on the road, so the odds are against them.
All right. Do you want to go to the Derby or other sports before then?
Yeah, we could talk a little bit about the Derby. Okay. Bad thing happened yesterday.
Yeah.
The favorite got scratched. I thought he had absolutely zero chance of winning, so that messes things up. Omaha Beach got scratched with an entrapped epiglottis. He was the morning line 4-1 favored. He would have gone off less than that because Mike Smith was riding him, and Mike Smith wins races. Well, to me, the horse wins. Only thing Mike Smith does is not help the horse lose. So Omaha Beach is scratched. A rodent has taken his place. This horse, Boat Express, I think it was 70-1. Just broke a maiden, ran second in the Florida Derby. That horse, Marshall, has as much chance as you running first and me running second in the Kentucky Derby. That's one horse that can't win. So favorites out. It just makes it more lucrative, like I've been saying for about a month and a half now. Find your birthdays, find your anniversaries, and play it because this Kentucky Derby is going to pay big.
Big, huh?
Yes, sir. Big. Hitting the superfecta, paying off a house type of big.
All right. The big news out of ESPN, they're going back to the two-man broadcast booth for Monday Night Football. Former LSU player Booger McFarland.
Who?
Former LSU player Booger McFarland.
Was he the water boy on the team? What was he?
No, he was LSU. And Joe Tessitore will be the
who?
Joe Tessitore.
Joe Piscator? He's the coach of Ferris High School when I was a kid. He must be about 107 years old. My God, are they scraping him out of the barrel or what?
They definitely got rid of all their A personalities and have less personality, so we'll see what happens. Jason Witten didn't last long. Jason wasn't very good.
Is he trying to play football again or something?
I think so, yeah. He's going to return to the Dallas Cowboys. And he's just as well because he was terrible in the booth. Where Tony Romo has become my favorite. The guy's got the same insight that John Madden has, except he delivers it more low-key, so I like it.
ESPN should take a page out of the history of Keeneland race calling. Back like in the 70s and prior and 80s and prior, it was the only track in the country where there was no race caller. You just watched the races and seen how it unfolded yourself. That's what ESPN should do. They should have a silent broadcast.
Don't you remember when NBC did that about 15 years ago?
Yeah, but with ESPN, that'll be an improvement. Hey, let's get some racing here.
All right.
We got tomorrow's Oaks Day. Oh, by the way, my prayers have been answered. My baseball game was canceled Saturday.
Why?
Before the rains.
Why?
I don't know. Why ask why?
They probably,
why look a gift horse in the mouth?
They probably saw this on the internet and said, we can't do this to Kazi.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure they did.
But the rains are coming to Churchill. Expect rain there tomorrow and 100% chance of rain there on Saturday. So I'm looking at a wet track here, and I'm looking for horses that like the course. I'm going to start with the 7th race tomorrow, and the 7th race tomorrow is at 2 p.m. Races tomorrow at Churchill as well as Saturday start at 10:30. So the 7th race is the Grade 2 Ali Sheba. Draws a field of 11 or 12 in here, 11 horses. Two horses I'm looking at. One is the 2, Tom's the Attat, trained by Al Stahl. This horse ran a nice race at a 62 claimer over a sloppy track at Churchill Downs. This horse has some early speed, will be there from the get-go. Two nice works at Churchill Downs. 5-1 morning line, 4 wins and 2 wins and 4 starts at Churchill. Horse wins a lot of races, 10 lifetime starts with 6 wins. For those of you that failed math, that's 60% of the time this horse runs, he wins. That's an ungodly number. 5-1 is a nice number. So I'm going to use the 2, Tom's the Attat, in the 7th race tomorrow. Horse also I'm going to use is Chad Brown's horse, the 6 horse, Installed Regard. This horse ran 4th in last year's Kentucky Derby over a sloppy track at Churchill Downs, beat by Justify by 4.25 lengths. There's no Justify in this race. If this horse runs back to that race, we'll make some noise in this race. So the 7th tomorrow is a 2662 exact the box. Moving on to the next race is the Grade 1 La Troyenne, 1 1/16 for fillies and mares. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 2 horse, Blue Prize. This horse has 6 starts over the Churchill Downs strip with 3 wins in a second. That's 5 out of 6 times in the money. This horse has appeared on a wet track 4 times, never being off the board. I'm going to take the 3-1 morning line and hope for the best here with the 2 Blue Prize. Horse I'm going to use underneath is going to be the 8 horse, trained by Billy Mott, Golden Award. This horse is 1-for-1 lifetime over the Churchill Downs strip. Last time out at Keeneland off a layoff. Ran decently, mid-pack on a sloppy track. I think at 12-1, this horse is a must-use in your exacta box in the 8th race tomorrow. So a 2-8-8-2 exacta in the 8th race with a little bit of win money on Blue Prize. From there, we're going to move down the card to the, a lot of pages here, folks, to the 10th race. It's a turf sprint going 5.5 furlongs. I do believe they used to run this race at 5. Believe it or not, 5 and 5.5 makes a big difference. That extra half a furlong gives these closers a little bit of a shot to get into the money here. So with that being said, the horse from the rail, Bound for Nowhere, is going to be the favorite, going to go out front, last as far as they can, as long as they can. But two horses here that I think can upset it. One is the 5 horse, Chaos Theory. Put on a big late close off of a little bit of a layoff at Keeneland last time in the Grade 2 Shakertown at 27-1. 12-1 again tomorrow. This horse can ring the bell. Prior to the Shakertown, won 2 5.5 furlong sprints down at Fairgrounds at 2-1 and 9-1. A nice overlay here, 12-1 for the 5 horse, Chaos Theory. Another horse we're going to use who also put in some late runs at Keeneland is the 7 horse, Anguston. This horse has run at Churchill going this distance 3 times with 2 wins in a second. These are the races where the favorites are vulnerable because a lot of these horses are good. And these horses can step up to win at prices. Angustown is 15-1. So I'm going to go with a 1-5-7 exacta box in the turf sprint. That brings us to the Oaks, the big race of the day. Post time for this is at 6:12. 14 will go to post. There's 2 also eligibles in here. Bellafine is going to be the prohibitive favorite in this race, the 4 horse. This race horse has only gone 2 turns twice. Once at Santa Anita, last time out in the Santa Anita Oaks, 1-5. Prior to that, at Churchill Downs in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, filly race, ran 4th, beat by 9. I've been saying for years, folks, Churchill is a horse for course place, and Abella Fina at a short price is a very bad bet. My top pick here, I'm going all the way to the outside to the 14, Restless Rider. This race has a ton of speed in it. I don't care if it's wet or not. Restless Rider is bred for the wet, ran on a wet track one time at Churchill, ran second by a nose in the Grade 2 Goldenrod. So track check mark, off track check mark, Restless Ruler at 6-1 is my top pick. Two horses I'm going to use underneath. One is the two-horse Chocolate Kisses, 1-2 at Churchill Downs, 1-1 in the wet. I'm expecting it wet. This horse has a nice closing kick to her. At 20-1 with Julian Leperoux, have to put this horse in the money. Round out my trifecta with the 10-horse Champagne Anyone, and if that trifecta comes out, I will be buying Champagne. This horse is coming out of the Goldenrod 2 that Restless Rider won. This horse ran fourth in that race, but had a lot of traffic problems in the race. I did a little homework on here. With a better trip, this horse should be right there. Coming out of a win in the Gulfstream Park, Oaks going two turns. All systems go for this horse at 6-1. So my Oaks play is a 14-2-10 exacta box. And like I said, that race goes off a little bit after 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow's step one for the Kentucky Derby. And like I said, don't be afraid to take prices, because these are the days where prices click.
All right. And we'll check with you tomorrow and get the rundown for the Derby itself.
For Derby Day. Yes, sir.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cozzi this morning with a check on sports on Robin Hood Radio.